Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu to teach the Aseret HaDibot, the Ten Commandments. And he tells him, Kotomar lebet Yaakov, this is how I want you to talk to the house of Yaakov, v'taged, and this is how I want you to tell over, libnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel. So, we know the Medrash, Bet Yaakov is the women, bnei Yisrael, it's the men. Amar Rabbi Tachlifa, Rabbi Tachlifa from the city of Caesarea said, the Ribon Shalom said, when I created the world, I only commanded Adam HaRishon. And then, Chava was brought to the scene, and she messed up. This time, I better call the women first. So, if I don't, they're going to destroy everything. Call Chava, and that's why it begins with Kotom Alebet Yaakov. Talk to the women first.
This disagrees with your Monday night class.
That what?
That you said you got to go to the women first, because you gave the story with the donation. You got a donation? You got knocked by life first. It's not up to me.
Okay, why does that disagree? Adam HaRishon, his wife wasn't with him, so he fell.
A precaution, not as if they make the decision, but they might.
Okay,
do whatever.
Granted. But what I said Monday night was a Medrash and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. It wasn't my invention. I'm saying I gave it a story, but that approach to Kotam al Beit Yaakov is a Medrash and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. That the nature of the house is to go after the women, and that's why Hashem said talk to the women first. Rav Chalap is learning that this Medrash Rabbah is taking a different approach. So we'll see right now. Rav Chalap says the main work, the main job of a woman in the house is to align herself with the line that her husband is leading in the house. We have a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, Lakach min ha'ish, if you purchased from the husband, and then you went and purchased from the wife, so then your second purchase is annulled. A woman can say, I didn't really mean to make the sale. I thought my husband wanted me to make the sale. Had I known he sold you the first item, I wouldn't have sold the second item. I thought, you know, we had five cars in the house. I thought my husband wanted to sell one. I didn't know he had already sold you one. So I sold you the second one. I didn't mean to upset my husband. I didn't know that was the deal. But the truth is that to fulfill Torah and mitzvot, there has to be a thought, I'm trying to make Hashem happy. And that's why when Hashem created the world, and Hashem only gave Adam HaRishon the mitzvah, and then Chava gets the mitzvah, things didn't work out. Because Chava looked at the world as a place where I'm supposed to be Adam's right-hand man. So Chava's approach to the world was, let me make him happy. But her approach was not, my default is let me make my creator happy. Because my creator never spoke to me. So if my whole mitzvah comes through Adam, so then my connection to God is through my husband. So then my goal in life is to make my husband happy. His goal is to connect us to Hashem. And Hashem says, no, that's not right. You're supposed to connect to me too. So the Ribon Shalom says, when I'm giving the Torah, I'm going to talk to the woman, meaning Hashem wasn't saying, the woman wasn't around, let's make sure we don't make problems, I'll tell her first. No, that's not the idea. The idea was, if there's going to be a connection, there has to be a real connection between me and the women too. And they shouldn't think, oh, I'm just an adjunct to him. My job is to play the supportive role to him. His job is to connect us to Shemaim. And from here we could learn how much a person has to be focused on doing the will of Hashem. And a person is sometimes tempted. My Rebbe is such a giant. My Rebbe is the miracle worker. And so let me connect to him. No, you want to play a supportive role to your Rebbe or whatever it is. There always has to be the focus. I'm connecting to the Ribon Shalom alone. And no other focus. We discussed last night that Chazal say that's why it's hard when you're close to politicians to be a God-fearing person. Because our nature is we're pretty scared of someone of power. The closer you are to someone of power, the more fear you have, the harder it is to have Yirat Shamayim. The idea here is that a person has to think, I'm only focused on doing the will of Hashem. I said this before, I'm going to say it again, because it's very important, that sometimes a chozer b'tshuva or a ger can have a very strong connection to a Rebbe. Because everything he learned is through that person. What happens when that person disappoints you? What happens when suddenly you discover he's not the person you thought he was? So then all your Judaism goes out the window? No. No, you have to outgrow the connection. Meaning the connection can be there and it's important and you can value the connection and it's a wonderful thing. And you can learn a lot from it. But at the end of the day, your loyalties have to be to the Ribon Shel Olam. Your loyalties should not be to a human being. The human being is hopefully a great facilitator of Torah. He's hopefully a great funnel through which you learn and through which you connect, and that's wonderful. But if one day you unfortunately are disappointed in that human being, so he is nonetheless a mere mortal. And at the end of the day, the connection has to be to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the theme that Rav Charlap is saying. That was the idea of telling the women first. They shouldn't think like Chava thought. My connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is through my husband. No, as great as the man is, he could be God's creation, like Adam HaRishon. He's still man. Yeah.